Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he got a new job and a new house, and it came with someone who looked out for him.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I got to tell you, the archive is pretty massive. There's a lot to listen to there. And you know, another way you can share a story is like how Pete did. Pete is my Facebook friend, and he sent me this audio through Facebook.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know that was a possibility.
He just recorded it and sent it through Facebook Messenger.
Hey.
So, yeah, so you could do that way. But we were talking about this in another episode. If you send me a Facebook request, like a quick message that says, "Hey, I listen to the show. Could we be friends?" I'd be like, "Sure." Mm-hmm. But then I get these random Facebook friend requests all the time. And there's so many of those creepy men who, and I'm using air quotes because they're not even real. Well, they're real people who are pretending to be other people. So I just like.
Oh, I just did one 5 minutes ago.
Deleted it or friended him. No. Did you send him money, Kathy? No. Do we need to stage an intervention?
But he was a very good looking prince.
How adorable.
Nigeria or somewhere, I think. But yeah, no, but he did need some money so he could get here and then he would pay me back 10 times the amount that I paid him.
Well, and I really, really do love messing with those people. And so once in a while, I'll actually respond to the message and I'll be like, "Oh my God, like I am currently working on an oil rig myself in the middle of the ocean. This is awesome. Where are you working? Maybe we're close by. Are we on the same oil rig in the middle of the ocean?" And so I'll just mess with him, which is really fun because it's really a lesson in creative writing. And I like to write. But the other thing It just sucks their time.
Exactly. It's somebody else they're not scamming.
I get the satisfaction about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my friend Pete is real.
Good. Okay. And I'm the same way. Just send me a message, though, so that I know that you're a listener, and I will be glad to friend you on Facebook.
Yes. Instagram, same. Like Instagram, people can just follow you, but I've gotten on Instagram where I look at each person, and sometimes I'll follow people back, you know, if they seem like a real person, but there's so many of them that aren't real people. I get those every day, and I just block them all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, need your shit.
Agreed.
But Pete is a real person, and he's from Australia, and he and every time we communicate, we're in different days. I'm on one day, he's on another day. But I always think that's interesting. But this is his story, so let's give it a listen.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm Pete. I'm from Adelaide, South Australia, Australia. I thought it was about time that I sent you my story. So back in 2007, I was working for quite a big supermarket company at the time. And I was single. I think I was late 20s. So they would transfer me around to go out into the country, so to speak, because they couldn't get people to go out there or work out there. I was young. They paid me heaps of money to do it. I lived rent free. Like, you know, to me, it was an adventure. So, yeah, of course I said I'd go. So it was about 4 hours out from Adelaide, a place called Whyalla. It's a bit of a, known to be a steel city. Drove in there and it just felt like you'd been transported back to 1970, 1960, just all dim, dusty, you know, like it was like, wow. I thought to myself, what am I getting myself into? Anyway, I met up with the rental agent to get my house, which the company again had paid for, so wasn't quite sure what I was getting, but got the address, took off down there, rocked up to the house, and yeah, it was very... probably built in the 60s, 70s, very, very old. But you know what? Got in, got the removalist to unpack everything. Yeah, and the place, I said, was just very, very old. But, you know, with all my stuff in there and everything, it was, you know, still my place. It was free. The house had 3 bedrooms. There was 1 bedroom right at the end of the corridor, which stayed shut for some reason. I didn't open it for a while. In the backyard, the fences were elevated or extended, I think is the word, and thought that was a bit weird, but, you know, the whole house was just a bit weird anyway. So, not spooky weird, but just the design. So, yeah, anyway, I settled in, went to work. Probably 3-4 days since I'd moved in. It was a classic cold, dark, stormy night, middle of winter, and there's a knock on my door. And I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder what this is. And there's two elderly people, probably in their 60s, 70s, saying hello, and they wanted to welcome me. And they were my neighbours, so that was very nice of them. I was looking over the woman, and then the woman was crying the whole time, and, you know, it was very noticeable. And I said, oh, like, you all right? What's the deal here? And the husband, I can't remember his name, said to me, oh, they're just so happy to have someone live in this house now. And I was like, why? they said it's been vacant and nobody will rent or stay in this house. And I said, well, you know, that's what the company paid for, so this is what I've got. And they just said, oh, it's awesome that you're here now. And I still said to the lady, I said, are you sure you're okay? And she goes, oh, her best friend used to live in the house with her daughters and her husband. But they died. And she just said, we're glad that you're here now. And they went off. And oh my God, I did not sleep that night one bit. I'm like, why the hell would they come over my house at nighttime telling me that their friends died in this house? And I didn't know what of or how or who and all that sort of stuff. So I remember just sleeping in the lounge room with all the friggin' lights on. I was petrified. And I hadn't felt like that prior to moving in. It was just that, that visit really got my brain thinking. So anyway, went to work the following morning, locked up the house, went to work. I told a few people at the the store about my story, and everyone had a bit of a laugh. And got home later that evening, probably about 6-ish. Daylight saving had finished, so it got dark at 5:30. And as I'm pulling into the driveway, I've noticed all the front lounge room lights are all on. And I was like, what the fucking hell? So again, I just started freaking out. I ended up going home to the neighbors and I said, you know, why did you tell me this? Like, I didn't need to know this. Now, you know, I'm absolutely freaking out just because, you know, you're telling me that people have died in this house. And they said, or the woman said to me, look, she was a really nice lady and her daughters were really nice as well, but that they all died. And apparently they died of leukemia. The mother and the two daughters. And I was like, oh, more information I didn't want to know. But yeah, they're telling me all of this. So I ended up going back into the house. All the lights were on. Look, I might have left the lights on from the morning because I didn't sleep well that night, but obviously I was on edge. Then again, went to work and I was telling a few more people, and one of the girls that I worked with, she goes, I live around the corner from you. And I said, oh, that's cool, blah, blah, blah. She goes, have you got the house with the fence that's been extended? I said, yeah. And I said, oh, yeah, we know about that. And I said, well, here we go. Is this another story I don't want to know? But she goes, yeah, so apparently when the mother and the two daughters died, the father there, he went, I wouldn't say insane, but he lost the plot. He was drinking drugs. He was running around the streets naked. And the girl works it to me. He basically jumped into their yard naked, crapping on about all this random stuff. So they had to extend the fence for that reason. So between me getting there and him leaving, I'm not sure what the time was, but as a woman neighbor said to me, it'd been, I think, at least 6-7 months I couldn't get somebody to go in. So anyway, that brings up the point about the closed bedroom. So if you can imagine a hallway, typical long hallway, bedrooms to the left and right, and one bedroom right at the end. And the door had always been shut, so I thought, might as well go have a look in it one day. And you could tell that it was a little girl's room. There was posters, there was, what was it, Holly Hobbit or something. There was like floral curtains. I just felt really uncomfortable in there. So long story short, that door stayed shut for the 2-3 years I was there. And I just refused to go in that room. There was something off about it. I can't tell you why, but it just didn't feel right. So, after all of this, I sort of got used to the house again. And I remember being in the shower. I had one of those, because it was a really old place, I had one of those old shower screens where you just had the curtain. Not like a sliding door in a more modern home. And I remember the curtain getting, I remember feeling like the curtain coming in on me and I could feel like a hand. Every now and then in the bedroom, I could see something in the corner of my eye. But to be honest, it wasn't scary, not to the point for that first night where I was petrified. And I sort of got used to it. And I even said to the neighbours, you know, months later, I said, I'm sort of used to it. Like you said, you scared the hell out of me. But now I'm used to it. And the neighbor said to me, she was a really lovely lady, and she's probably happy that you're there looking after the house. And, yeah, that gave me chills again. But, again, it wasn't scary, and I got used to it. And, so I spent a long time there, and things would happen. I'd be like going, hey, how you going? Hope you're all right. It felt comfortable. It actually felt like someone was looking after me. And it was funny because I managed to get a girlfriend towards the end of my stay there, and I brought her over and told her the stories, and she was like, oh, you're just trying to scare me and stuff. And sure enough, we'd be watching TV or a movie and a door would slam, a light would go out, things would happen, and yeah, it freaked her out big time. And I said to her, no, it's this lady. And I never found out her name. I said, she's looking after me. She's probably curious to see who you are. So, yeah, long story short, you know, all ghosts are not scary or evil. I think we make them out to be a bit more than what it actually is. I did end up, many years later, Googling their graves. And I did find the names, and I can't for the life of me remember. And I found the mother and the two daughters, and they all died in different increments, like within a couple of years of each other. But they were all buried in the same plot, and that gave me chills because I remember seeing their names, which I can't remember, and then going, "Oh, I'm glad I didn't know that their actual names at the time." But yeah, so I'm always a little bit curious to see how that house is going. Like, it's too far away for me now to go up for a casual drive. I mean, it's only 4 hours, but 4 hours there, 4 hours back. No thanks. So, yeah, let me know what you think. And as everyone else says, awesome job, guys. Love hearing you talk. I listen every morning without fail, and afternoon and evening if I have time. Yeah, you're doing a great job. All right, guys, be good. Bye.
Thank you, Pete. That's a creepy house, but I like that he didn't feel anything threatening or...
Well, and I liked, you know, his thought as to why he wanted to share that was to say that, you know, not everything is bad. We get it. We tend to, you know, pigeonhole all scary stories as evil and this dark thing or whatever. And maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's...
The couple coming to his house during a storm and it's dark.
And she's crying.
That was scary to me because I thought the story was going to be, and they were never there.
Yeah.
You know, it was like they didn't exist. And then I turned around and watched them walk off and they disappeared. But that didn't happen. They were real people. But, you know, it's interesting to find out what happened in the house and how all these people died in the house. And then the dad goes crazy. They extend a fence because dad's naked all the time. It's like, we can't see that.
Well, and living in there with that little Holly Hobby room.
So that's the part that I found weird. So if I walk into a house that I'm going to rent, I will look in every single bedroom and I will look in every single closet. Open every door there is to open. I want to see what's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't do that, apparently, when he first moved in.
Well, or if he, I don't know. All I know is that why in the world would they leave all the posters up on the wall?
But it's weird that
decorated like that.
Like maybe the apartment came furnished, but not completely furnished with personal things because the little Holly Hobby dolls. Or they're like figurines.
Or it could have been
a
poster. I don't know, a Holly Hobby poster. But I'm just saying, it's weird they left personal effects around.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Because it doesn't sound like the rest of the house was like
that. I also question three people having leukemia at the same time. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I mean,
they could.
I mean, you might develop it. But what are the odds of the mom and two daughters having leukemia?
And maybe they had something else.
And maybe that was just what everybody was saying. It just seems odd to me.
I don't know about that, but definitely they died.
No, I'm not saying they didn't, but I, you know what my thought was? I don't know how long ago this was, but you know that it was something else like AIDS. And so they just said leukemia or whatever because, you know, there was such a stigma back then. I would like to know what the odds of three people in the same family all having leukemia at the exact same time would be.
Unless it was by some like carcinogenic pit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was creepy. The parts that were creepy were the bedroom that was still furnished with her personal belongings in it. Mm-hmm. The couple coming to the door and crying.
Right.
Reports of the dad being naked. And so all of the stuff that are creepy to me really isn't paranormal.
No, not paranormal.
And so the paranormal part of that story, like he felt very okay with it. Like she's here to protect me and she's just checking you out.
And sometimes doors would slam or whatever, but it didn't seem to really bother him.
Door slamming is scary to me.
Light would go out, he said, but he didn't seem upset about it.
Yeah.
So you're right. The funny part of this is it was the reality that was scarier than the
paranormal. Let's see. We've got one more we could do today. Okay. So my name is Carmen Ann. I was raised in Detroit, Michigan. My family came from Cebu, Philippines. I've always been a sensitive. Unfortunately, I have only had terrifying experiences.
Oh, no.
I hate that for her. One vivid experience I will never forget. took place at my mother's best friend's house, who I will refer to as Aunt. My aunt was an open sensitive who was never too shy to talk about her paranormal experiences. One day she called my mother over to hang out while the husbands went out for a drink. While they gossiped, the children played. My aunt had three boys, two of them being twins and just infants at the time, and the oldest was five. My mother brought my sister, age 10, and myself, age 12. That night, we ended up staying over. My sister and I slept on a car bed in the boys' room. Sounds cute. My mother, and it sounds like nothing bad could ever happen if you're sleeping in a car bed.
No, it doesn't.
My mother fell asleep on the couch, and my aunt slept in the master room with the boys. In the middle of the night, I was awoken from my sleep in this with this unbearable, deep, sad feeling. I could feel it all in my chest. I sat up in the bed, and I could hear down the hall in the master room my aunt's son talking in his sleep. He was known for having uncontrollable night terrors and yelling in his sleep, which I'm going to tell you, that feels paranormal right there.
It's really frightening. Our sister Cheryl was really strange about talking and, you know,
sleepwalking.
Yeah, sleepwalking and doing things. And it's very upsetting.
It was very disturbing. My friend Lynn, we were on a cruise once and she had night terrors. Oh. And she's screaming. Like she's screaming, like I told this story before in the show, but she's screaming like somebody was killing her. And then I'm like, you okay? And she's like, yeah. I get up sure. and go to the bathroom. And then, so, you know, in those, the rooms on cruise ships are little. So her bed's going one direction. Mine's on the other wall. Mm-hmm. So I go back to bed after going to the bathroom. And then I'm laying there and I hear somebody in the hallway go, I don't know. It came from around here. And I was like, oh, hell no. If they knock on my door, I'm going to get up and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think I might have heard some. I don't know. I sound asleep. So the next morning I go, what are you supposed to do? Like in that case, like when you're screaming, do I wake you up? Or she goes, what are you talking about? I go, last night when you screamed like that, like I was murdering you. She didn't remember any of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was like that kind of bloody murder scream.
Oh.
To the point somebody's like, I don't know what happened from around here. Anyway, so the story continues. I looked toward the bedroom door. The random feeling of sadness that took over me was overcome by fear. I was frozen and my eyes were locked on a young boy, just the height of the doorknob, wearing a flannel shirt and overalls. I could not see his hands or his feet. He was gray like fog. He stared at me and I just couldn't look away from him. I was so scared. I shook my sister awake and asked her if she could see the boy too. To this day, we can both describe the little boy's appearance. She was scared and asked me to turn on the lamp next to the bed. I scrambled to switch on the light, and he was gone. I wanted to wake up my mom, so I walked slowly towards the door and out into the pitch black hallway that led to the living room where my mother slept. I could see her asleep in the moonlight that shone through the window, but a huge dark mass was over her. Similar to a blob of blackness, darker than the room, blocking the light from the moon. That is weird. I don't know how else to describe the feeling it gave me, but something told me that if I came any closer, it would hurt her. I went back into the room to lay next to my sister, just wishing someone would wake up. Eventually, I fell asleep for what felt like a couple of hours. The next morning, we were eating breakfast together, and my aunt had noticed I wasn't quite myself. I assumed I looked beat, tired, and groggy. I did not hesitate to tell them about what my sister and I had witnessed the night before. I left out the part about my mother because I didn't want to scare her. My aunt looked at my mother in disbelief. She told us that I could see the children that run through her house. She explained that her friend, who is a medium from the Philippines, came over to visit the U.S., and she stayed in her house. While she was there, she told my aunt there were a lot of children playing throughout her home. I felt much better, but still had many questions. Why did I feel so sad? Why are there so many children? Are they having trouble passing over? If so, was the dark entity over my mother keeping them here? There is an elementary school down the block from my aunt's. I never investigated the history, but maybe that has something to do with it. Many years later, I'm now 26, my mom and I were having a conversation on the phone about a dream she had. She said there was a dark black mass over her body suffocating her. She couldn't move or breathe. When she woke from the dream, she felt out of breath and had chest pains. She could see nothing in the room, but she felt someone or something was there watching her. I told her the dark mass I had seen over her when I was little. It didn't want me to go near her. It was very negative. She was shocked, and we could not explain it. The thought of something so dark following my mother and affecting her in this way for so long has made me quite upset. She said she has the dream often. We haven't talked about it much since. Thank you guys so much. This is the first time I've ever written about my paranormal experiences, and I will definitely be writing about them to you guys. Carmen Ann. So two totally different things happened in one night, I think.
Yeah,
because do you think the black mass was what was keeping the children in the home, or was it attached to the mom?
It feels like it was attached to the mom because it happens again repetitively throughout her life.
Or I just had another thought. Did you see my eyes
I did. You were like, we're in the same room today, you guys, so yeah. I can see Carol's eye.
What if that was the night the black mass started following the mom? Since
you know,
it happened,
that occurred to me too, that maybe this was, you know,
it followed her home.
Yeah, and it followed her home. It attached itself to her at that point.
Makes you wonder. So are the kids still in the other house?
I mean, she definitely saw a child, and her sister saw it too.
Yeah, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which really validates it when they both saw it.
But the family just doesn't see this, that lives there.
Well, the aunt seemed like, oh, yeah, you saw the kids.
But she only seemed to know because that woman came and stayed and said, you got kids running around the house. And
she sure didn't confirm anything.
And she didn't seem upset by it. Though the little boy has terrors at night, right?
Which could be paranormal or not.
Maybe the little boy has a black thing hovering over him, too.
And how do you get rid of a black thing that hovers over you while you sleep?
I don't know, because...
What do you do about that?
It's one thing...
How do you solve a problem like a black mass hovering over a night?
Are you going to quick write a Broadway play about this show? We have a tendency to write Broadway plays, and we'll try not to do that at this point. But I'm trying to figure out, because like if you're wide awake, we have discussed the fact that you could talk to it, right? You could say this. But that's not an option when you're sleeping.
And it's hovering
and
over you.
And it comes to you while you're
causing
sleeping.
Causing chest pains, and you can't breathe.
It's sort of like the paralysis thing where you can't do anything about it, only... They're not saying they're paralyzed, but that they're having, you know, they feel suffocated. Though I have heard people say when they have sleep paralysis, they feel suffocated.
I just don't have good advice for her mom. And I wish I had some wise words.
I have read a lot about sleep paralysis, and researchers don't have great ideas.
Yeah.
They go like, think of something nice. That's hard to do when you're sound asleep.
That would be really weird, though, if you're like... Waking up like that, it's like, can't breathe. There's this dark mass. And then your daughter says, oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
When I was little, remember when we were at her house, I saw it. That's pretty terrifying. I'm 12 years old. And she goes to her mom for help, but can't go to her mom for help because there's a dark mass that if you come any closer, it will hurt her.
Yeah.
That's not paranormal. That's Kathy's dog in the background.
He's shaking. His little collar's making that. It reminds me of sleep paralysis. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but that it has a lot of that, you know, you're asleep, this thing happens to you, what do you do about it? And there's just not a lot of good
advice. Maybe you need some blessings, some holy water. You could wake up in the middle of the night and start, like, put it in a spray bottle. Yeah. I don't know.
Spray your sheets. You know, I don't know what you do because it's really hard to come up with ideas for people that have sleep paralysis, and this seems to be kind of in that realm, you know.
That's a toughie.
Yeah.
Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free there. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. For new users, it's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the Vyvgart Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VyvgartMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about Vyvgart Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.